The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited. We've got a very exciting topic that we're going to be talking about this morning. And with us and in studio today, we've got the Grand Poobah. Can I call you that?
Do what you want.
You're that kind of guy. We've got the first vice president of the Berlin Lions Club. And not only is that one of his titles, but he's also the president of this year's 2021 Berlin Fair. And in studio, in the house, we've got Gary Schmidt, but we're going to call you Doc. What's with the Doc?
Just a moniker that a bunch of friends hung on me years ago. It's one syllable. It's easy.
It's very easy to remember. So we'll call you Doc for the rest of this thing. Okay. How's that? So I'm so excited to be working with you guys again. The fair is coming up. And so we want to talk about, you know, what's different this year. You know, it's a lot of work. And we know that the Berlin Lions put so much effort into this, you know, all year long. You missed out last year because of COVID, as did many of the fairs. So talk about a little bit about what we have to look forward to this year, Doc.
We have some stellar entertainment coming up. The rest of the people in the Lions Club have been working very, very diligently on the facility. It's a big project to maintain that fairgrounds and to keep all the buildings and grounds in a park-like condition. I mean, we put our best foot forward all the time.
You do, and you know, all of your Lions, all the members, all the men and women who are part of your club, you don't just work around fair time. Like you said, you work all year round. So let's talk about some of the big names that you've got coming in this year. You've got the Parkway Diner Band featuring the Rubber City Band Horns, and you were instrumental in putting that one together. Talk a little bit about this group and why they're so unique.
This gentleman that's a lead singer and all the rest of the musicians, Parkway Diner is a Billy Joel tribute band. Mm-hmm. The Rubber City Band is a high energy nine-piece horn band.
Wow.
That we've had play at some private events for us. The entertainment is absolutely amazing. And the combine of the two of them should be quite memorable. I've seen them perform numerous times. They're just put on an awesome show. Our focus this year was to bring in high-quality local Connecticut entertainers to keep all our entertainment dollars close to home. Lenny's done an amazing job putting all these shows together for us.
Lenny Tubbs, the man.
He's the guy with the entertainment.
All right. Well, so they're playing on September 17th.
They're playing Friday night.
Friday night at the concert stage. And really, it's going to be something like none other. So that is Friday night. Then Saturday night, you've got Straight Shooter. Talk a little bit about that band.
Straight Shooter is the opening act for Damn the Torpedoes, mm-hmm. which is a Tom Petty tribute band.
Okay, and they're at 7:30. So, yes, so that's the other thing. You've got opening bands, and then you've got your headliners that follow that, and you've got Damn the Torpedoes, Tom Petty tribute band. That's also on the concert stage, right. And that's on Saturday night. One thing that I'm excited about is Sunday at noon, you've got the KC Sisters. What a unique group they are, and they're from right here in Connecticut, and they've been on Nickelodeon, and they're called America's Most Musical Family. So you've got five sisters, and I've seen them before on YouTube. I've seen them on Facebook, so that's really going to be fun. And, you know, the news is here that really you've got entertainment throughout the course of the fair, from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then you've got that hottie Jordan Oakes, and he's going to be there on Sunday, as well as some other entertainment. So when it comes to entertainment, and the other thing I see when I read the bios on these folks, this really is family-friendly entertainment. And I understand that this year, you know, the Lions Club is really encouraging families to come out and not only enjoy, we'll talk about some of the other attractions, not only to enjoy the music and the bands, but just the atmosphere. It's family friendly.
Yeah, we promote that. Our focus is a good, clean, wholesome event that can be enjoyed by everybody.
Absolutely. And I know that as president of the Berlin Fair this year, one of your initiatives has really been to pay tribute to first responders. Why is that so important to you?
I just felt that they deserve a huge high five for everything that they've been through with the situation that we're in. And I felt that they should be recognized in a big way. And part of our donations to the community was we provided meals to the staff at Hospital Central Connecticut now for the ICU staff to help them get through their work. I think we did. Kenny Shear was very instrumental in bringing that forward, and we think we provided two or three catered meals for them over the course of last year.
Right, two or three catered meals to how many people and how many?
Probably 50 people.
Right, exactly. So, and that's really what the Berlin Lions is all about, is giving back to the community. Let's talk a little bit about, you've got a new way to buy tickets this year, and it's a QR code. Tickets this year are $14 for adults. If you're 62 and up, they're only 10 bucks. So next year I can get in for 10 bucks. This year I can't. Get it? Do the math. And then, you know, as part of your tribute, if you are military and you can show a form of ID, your admission is free as well.
Active military
active
with
military.
ID.
Okay. And also if you're a kid, 11 and under, you get in free. So the best way to get your tickets, and get them now so that you can know that you can plan on attending this event, you should go to the website, and we'll give it out again if you don't have a pen handy. Again, the Berlin Fair is September 17th, 18th, and 19th. And you can go to ctberlinfair.com. So talk about how the QR code works.
We're going to be publishing the QR in all our print advertisement, and we'll put it on social media also. People know what to do with the QR code. You shoot it. It brings you right to the buy ticket site. You create an account and you purchase a number of tickets that you want. You'll receive them on your phone, or you can print them out or whatever you want. We're just trying to simplify the process. Our goal is to eliminate the lines at the gate. We still have security bag checks for everybody's safety, but we'd like to get a majority of people to purchase tickets online prior to coming to the fairgrounds. It's just going to simplify the procedure getting into the gate. We actually created a speed line that once you get through the bag check, you're going to go right into the entry gate and have your ticket scanned so that we can make sure we count everybody when they come in the door.
Right. I doubt if there's anybody listening to this program this morning that hasn't attended the Berlin Fair. But for those of you who might not have, you know, the Midway, it's just such a New England event, right? And it's so well known. And the Lions Club, the Berlin Lions Club, does such a great job. You've got the Midway, you've got all the rides, you've got all the games. You've just got so many things that are going on. And then also, let's talk about the food. The food is one of my favorite parts of the fair. So you've got, you know, the church ladies that are making the pierogies, right? A lot of these groups come in and they work right there and they make the food that then they sell and goes back to your cause and to give to charities, correct?
The local church groups in Berlin, the four volunteer fire departments.
Yes.
We consider them our nonprofit partners. It's a big funds generator for them, for their causes. They donate back to the community. Majority of the money that's generated at the Berlin Fair goes back into the community. These people have done an amazing job over the years. They've been our partners in this fair for decades and decades. This is our 73rd year, but it's our 72nd fair.
Oh, wow.
Kind of a long-standing tradition in Central Connecticut.
Absolutely. So some of the fair favorite foods, you got obviously the homemade clam chowder, roast beef sandwiches. You can't have a fair without fried dough, apple fritters, big donuts, the loaded baked potatoes, deep fried Oreos. You ever had one of those?
Some people like them. Not my thing.
And there's so much more than that. And you mentioned everybody has their little booth and everyone is so friendly. And just the atmosphere is such a great family-friendly event. And it's also nice because this is an agricultural fair too. Let's not forget the animals, right?
That's the basis to our existence. Is Berlin was a cow town back at the turn of the century and into the 70s. I remember in town in the 70s, we had five operating dairies in Berlin, and our roots are agricultural in Berlin, and we can't forget that. So that's the basic impetus to this fair, and we have a lot of people that show up with their animals. And people appreciate seeing where their food comes from and how everybody is still have that that culture in their mind.
Right. I know the last time I attended, I saw the Berlin High School FFA, Future Farmers of America, and they really help out in the barns. You have so many different animals to see, and the roosters that if you're lucky and you get in there in the right time, you can hear them do their thing, right?
As long as we're not sleeping there, the roosters won't wake you up.
That's exactly right. And then you've got the tractor pulls and all those kinds of things. And one of the things that I think the kids really especially like is the frog jumping competition.
That's been a long-standing tradition at the fair, along with the pie eating. I mean, it's basic Americana traditions that we carry on an annual basis. You know, it's always a lot of fun.
One of the new additions that you did is Berlin's Got Talent. And that's actually one of your acts that's going to be there was on Berlin's Got Talent. And somebody there saw him at the fair. And next thing you know, he's cutting albums and he's back. So really, you get some amazing talent at that event.
The people that show up and showcase their work is, you know, God bless them. You know, it's a tough venue to walk on a stage cold and do what you do. But, you know, we end up seeing some very amazing people that you wouldn't think twice about if you saw them in public that, you know, just perform very well.
So is it too late for people to sign up to be a contestant on Berlin's Got Talent?
No.
No, just go to the website, right?
I just go to the website and sign up. We're always looking for more people to entertain us.
Right, and you don't need to be from Berlin. I know one year I had the opportunity to MC that event, and people came from all over and had all, there was everything from magic, you know, obviously to vocals and a lot of stuff in between. So depending on what your talent is, just think of the big shows, right? America's Got Talent. This is Berlin's Got Talent. So if you're interested and you want to go and audition, again, go to ctberlinfair.com. And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Gary Schmidt, but we call him Doc because he's the president of DDD Pipeline Services. And that's the other thing about the Berlin Lions is you all put your time, your heart, and your soul into this, but most of you have full-time jobs.
I have a company, and this is just the Berlin Fair. I've had my feet on the ground there, even as a child. I've probably had my feet on the ground there for 55 years. It's one of my favorite places on earth. It's a passion for a lot of people. You can't be that dedicated without it being a passion. There's a lot of other people that feel the same way I do, and that's why we belong to the Lions Club. And we're always looking for new members to join us and share in the event.
Right. It's a great organization. It really is. And you get out of it what you put into it, right? It's one of those things. But when you look back and you're all the time that you've spent with the Lions Club and all the good that you have all done in the community, that's why you do it, right?
It's an ongoing effort to donate money to just causes in the community. I mean, this is how we fund our charitable organization, Berlin Lions Charities. And this fair is the impetus for the funding.
Right. So this isn't like the Lions Club is making tons of money off of this. Everything that you make goes back out into the community. So there's a number of charities that you donate to and they appreciate it because there's so many people out there that just funding is short, right? There's just not enough money in our communities, especially today, are in more need than ever. So whatever extra, you know, they can get to keep these things going, I'm sure it's very, very, very much appreciated. So again, the Berlin Fair is coming up September 17th, 18th, and 19th. Talk a little bit about when your gates open on Friday the 17th.
Our gates are open at 11. People show up earlier. We'll have our opening ceremonies. It's the Berlin schools have the day off, as traditionally it's been over the years. Berlin kids get in free till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's been a
tradition.
It's been a tradition over the decades. I mean, they all enjoy. I mean, we find that other kids from other school systems take the day off and come in and jump in on it too. It's actually pretty funny that, you know, it's a Central Connecticut thing. It's not just a Berlin thing.
Absolutely.
It's a big deal.
And it's, well, I know people come from other states. You look at the plates in the parking lot. They're from all over the place. It really is an entertainment destination. And people mark their calendars every year for September 17th. you know, we've had a little bit of a history with some rain in the past, but, you know, I'm hoping that this year you're going to have nice, bright, sunny skies. And it's just when you have that feel of fall in the air and you're at a fair, there's nothing like it. And so many memories for so many people, because this has been going on for so long. It's just part of their life.
It gets into your blood. And I missed a fair one time in my life, and I'll never do it again.
Were you sick?
No.
You just missed it.
Personal reasons.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll leave it at that. But one time isn't too bad because, like you said, this is the 73rd year for the fair, but really your 72nd because last year, due to COVID, this fair and many other events obviously got canceled. So let's go over some of the entertainment again. So Friday night, opening night, you've got Spirit Shaker. They're going to be on the concert
stage. We have other bands in the Pavilion stage,
right. Mm-hmm.
Which are awesome.
Yep.
We have, over the weekend, we have three blues bands coming in from Connecticut Blues Society. Tom Rattano does an amazing job booking them in.
So, Doc, we've talked about, a lot of the headliners that are coming, but you've also got entertainment that's going on throughout the course of the fair in the pavilion, which is so much fun because the bands are showcased there. Then you've got people sitting at picnic tables, drinking beer and having food. So let's talk a little bit about some of the bands that are going to also be playing in the pavilion.
Yeah, you know, the venue in the pavilion is going to be changed up a little bit this year.
Okay.
We've decided to just serve our beverages in the pavilion itself. People will not be sitting inside. There'll be a huge circus tent off the west side of the pavilion for people to congregate under and spread out.
Mm-hmm.
The bands are being moved to another large tent about 50 feet away from the pavilion to get the to spread the crowd out. We have the Bootleg Band on Friday evening. It's a pop and country cover band. They do an amazing job. They're very entertaining. And Saturday evening, we have a country honky-tonk band with a steel guitar called Wasting Bullets.
What a name.
They're very good. They do a lot of Waylon Jennings and some real down-home stuff.
That's fantastic. My favorite.
The other bands will be blues bands brought in by Tom Rattano. I don't have the names of them yet.
Right, right. So you got some blues, you got some country, you've got it all. And it's good to hear, too, that you've also paid attention to distancing. I mean, this stuff, unfortunately, isn't over yet. So it may look a little different. People might be spread out, but trust me, there's always room to shake your booty, do your two-step, do your line dances, whatever it is you want to do when this music's playing. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I think people will enjoy the more open use of the space that hasn't been used in the past. We're trying to make it more comfortable for people and more comfortable for the people that run that venue from the Lions Club and our dedicated volunteers. It's all about safety with us.
Right.
And I think people will appreciate what we're trying to accomplish down there.
Right. And you also mentioned, and it's worth another mention, is, if you live in Berlin and you need to live in Berlin and you want to join a great organization, the Lions Club.
You don't need to live in Berlin.
You don't?
No, you do not.
Okay.
We have members from all over Central Connecticut.
Well, I misspoke then. I just assumed. So if you want to join a great organization, and I've met many of your members, this is one that you should really think about. Because if you want to give back to your community and you want to be part of something, there's nothing else like it. And maybe you'll even get a cool shirt like you're wearing today, bright yellow with the big Lions Club logo on it. So, Mr. President, you're looking very sharp today, I must say.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
So, again, we want to reiterate, this is coming up September 17th, 18th, and 19th. Friday is opening day, and I love the fact that the kids in Berlin get the day off from school. You're going to see a lot of students there on opening day, and other kids might just, play hooky and come to the fair as well. Who knows? That's not our decision, right? That's theirs. And the fact that you have the QR code so that there's no backup, hopefully, this year, because you're trying this out. This is the way that it's done. It's paperless. All you got to do is go to the website. And the other thing about the website is we've kind of hit on some of the attractions that are going to be at the fair this year, but everything is laid out on your website. So if you want to see which acts are playing and read more about them and see what they're all about, you can go to the website at ctberlinfair.com. com. I also love the fact that you mentioned too, Doc, is that you're keeping the bands more local, right? You're taking local talent and you're bringing it in for everyone to enjoy. And that's really cool.
Well, you know, some of these bands in Connecticut have large followings of fans, and to see them play in a bigger venue like this, it's just they get to showcase some of their best stuff, and stuff that you won't see in an indoor venue either. So, you know, I'm hoping that all their fans will come out and follow them, enjoy the facility, and it's a unique venue.
Right. The groupies. There's always groupies, right? I was a groupie once, so I know. And just from Billy Joel tribute band, Elton John, we've got, you know, everybody is ready to go, and it's going to be such great entertainment, something for everyone. And we can't emphasize enough that family-friendly environment. You see people with their babies in the strollers and walking through the barns, and, you know, the hot air balloon is a new addition, too. We should talk about that because you brought that to the show.
It was a thought. I've been attached to the Plainville Balloon Festival for a number of years through my business, and I support their efforts, their fundraising efforts for the fire department there. And it's sad that they haven't had it in the last couple of years. So was able to find a company. We're going to be doing tethered hot air balloon rides, weather permitting.
Right.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be something completely different. And if we can pull it all together for Saturday evening, we're going to have a total of 5 or 6 hot air balloons to do a night glow.
Oh,
on
wow.
Fairgrounds.
Wow. That's fantastic. You know, the other thing is, you know, obviously everybody's got their cell phones, you know, take some pictures. So let's go over the prices again. Adults, $14. Seniors over 62, $10. And if you're active military with an ID, you get in free, as well as kids 11 and under. So it's one of those things where you're not going to have to break the bank to take your family out to this event. And you'll be creating memories that will last a lifetime at the Berlin Fair. So many people, it's a family tradition, an annual tradition, and it's so great that you're back.
Yeah, all our food and beverage venues on the fairgrounds are going to be equipped with point of sale units for credit cards, touchless. That's kind of a new addition for us this year. This was, you know, implemented due to the situation we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage people to use them. It helps us manage everything a little easier.
Right.
So a new thing coming in this year for us. It used to be, you know, a lot of cash, but
right now
everything's going to have credit available.
Right. It's going to be so much fun. So hopefully you'll go to ctberlinfair.com, go to the website, check it out, and see and pick and choose which days, if not all, that you want to attend. And that's where all the information is. And remember that when you attend the fair, you're helping the community. And that's what the Berlin Lions Club is all about.
We're going to entertain you like you've never been entertained before. I mean, you can't go somewhere for $14 a person and see everything that you're going to see. One of the new things that we're bringing in this year, we're bringing in a Philadelphia string band, a Mummers-type band. They're called the Greater Kensington String Band. So they should be, look them up on YouTube. They're just absolutely amazing to sit and to be able to see this in person. They're bringing up to 35 musicians with them, and they're going to march twice through the fairgrounds and do a one-hour routine concert for us at the Blacktop stage. So they're actually very excited to be coming here. Their group thought it was a very interesting venue, and they're all into it. So check them out. You'll absolutely amazing.
Wow. Well, I think we owe a big, you know, congratulations. Thank you for all the hard work and dedication that goes into this fair on behalf of all of your members of the Lions Club, because it's a year-round effort leading up to the fair. And then that's really when the work begins too, is when the fair is on, all of you volunteering your time, and then as a result, giving back to the community. So Gary Schmidt, AKA Doc, thanks for being here. Thanks for telling all the folks, all of our listeners, about what they can look forward to at this year's Berlin Fair. And I want to give you that website one more time, ctberlinfair.com. That's where you can get your tickets and find out about all of these amazing events. It's got to be one of those things that you just put on your calendar. You can't miss it. So with all that, I want to thank you very much for coming into the studio today. This was fun. I look forward to seeing you again at the fair. I plan on being there all 3 days, probably from opening to close, because I just can't wait. And of course, we want to thank all of you for listening this morning right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.